sailing, I am sailing home again, across the sea.
Well, I certainly didn't foresee opening up today's Catholic News podcast with a classic Rod Stewart ballad, but there's method to this madness. Sunday, the 14th of July, is Sea Sunday. It's a day when we reflect on the welfare of seafarers and the work that they do for us. Now, joining us today is Martin Foley, the National Director of our agency, Apostleship of the Sea. Martin starts by telling us a little bit more about Sea Sunday.
Well, Sea Sunday is our opportunity as the Apostleship of the Sea to raise the profile of seafarers. Seafarers within our society are largely unseen, unheard, they are invisible. And this is really our once-in-a-year opportunity that the Church gives us to promote the work of the Apostleship of the Sea in supporting seafarers here in the UK and all over the world.
Now, we're all invested in this, aren't we, with the goods that we consume. So you say, yeah, it's a little bit sort of out of sight, out of mind, isn't it?
It is. You know, many of us travel by airplanes today. Very few of us actually travel by ship. So ports are invisible. They are out of bounds behind security gates. And very few of us perhaps stop to remember that over 90% of everything that is bought and sold on the high street arrives in those shops via ships. It comes to our shores via ships and is taken on to, you know, the shopping centres, to the high streets by truck or by train. So it's no exaggeration to say that without seafarers and without their work and their commitment, we as an island nation would starve.
Now, it's not all negative, I must say, but you do hear stories about, crew members three or four floors down, you know, below the sea line, yes, not getting sunlight, not getting decent sort of human rights treatment, really. Yeah. Yeah. Paint a picture for us, you know, being fair as to where things are improving, but what is the situation like today?
Well, it's fair to say that on many merchant ships, conditions for seafarers are good in terms of their physical surroundings, in terms of the way they are treated by the captain, by their superiors, in terms of the food that they are given to eat whilst they are away from home. But sadly, we still come across cases where seafarers have not been paid. And bear in mind that we're still in the midst of a really global economic recession. So there are a number of shipping companies that are struggling at the moment. And seafarers are the ones that lose out. They're the ones that don't get paid. So you're working a 9-10 month contract and you might not have been paid for 4 or 5 months. And when you are sending almost everything you earn back to your family in the Philippines or Indonesia or Sri Lanka, and they're not receiving anything for 4 or 5 months, that's tough. You know, if I wasn't being paid for 4 or 5 months, then my family would suffer. So that gives us a degree of perhaps empathy with seafarers when we understand some of the challenges that they face. And then again, the fishing sector, I wouldn't want to disparage the entire fishing sector, but we do come across, you know, a number of cases of quite serious abuse on fishing vessels that are owned by UK nationals, where the migrant workers on board those vessels are subject to some of the most appalling ill-treatment and abuse. And really, it's thanks to our chaplains and our volunteer ship visitors that we are there on the front line for seafarers. And it's the generous support of the Catholic community that enables our chaplains and our volunteers to be there for seafarers. Because without the Apostleship of the Sea, these guys would have no one to turn to for the reasons that I outlined at the beginning. They are invisible. They are unseen, unheard. And we, as the Apostleship of the Sea, give a voice to the seafarer.
Which, I presume, is not necessarily the easiest of tasks, because if you do raise your head above the parapet and start making a bit of noise around the rights, quite correctly, of seafarers, you know, we're talking a multi-billion pound industry here. Ship operators and owners aren't going to be over thrilled about having that poked in front of their face, are they?
No, some will not be thrilled that we are perhaps putting our heads above the parapet and highlighting malpractice. But we feel that that is the mission that the church has entrusted us with. We are there for the seafarer. There are no vested interests within the apostleship of the sea. Our primary concern is the seafarer. And everything we do is geared towards ensuring that their physical, psychological, and spiritual well-being is upheld.
Now, that leads us nicely on to our own communities here in England and Wales. We've talked about how we're all, you know, how we're all impacted by this particular industry. In our parishes, on the 14th of July, you know, let's say I give apostleship £10, Martin, where will that go?
Well, it would go directly to the front line to support our chaplains and volunteer ship visitors in their ministry to seafarers, supporting them with their vehicles, because this is a very mobile ministry. People might have a particular image of what a chaplain looks like. If they were to visit a port, we might dispel those images. An AOS chaplain, an AOS volunteer, is dressed in a high-vis vest, hard hat, steel toe cap boots. In addition to carrying Bibles and prayer cards and information leaflets, a modern AOS chaplain will have a smartphone and a MiFi mobile internet unit. Because when seafarers talk to us, their number one priority when they get into port is, as you can imagine, to contact their family and their friends back home. Because of the pressures of the modern maritime industry, many seafarers lack time. They don't have the time to get off their ship, to go to a Wi-Fi cafe, to go to a seafarer centre and contact their family. So we go to the seafarer rather than wait for the seafarer to come to us. And we bring with us means of communication that will enable the seafarer to contact his wife, his children. And, you know, it's no exaggeration to say that thanks to the work of our chaplains, we are keeping marriages alive, sustaining relationships, alleviating the loneliness and the anxiety and the isolation that remains that the scourge of the modern seafarer. And it's the generosity of Catholics on Sea Sunday that enables the work of the Apostleship of the Sea to happen. Because, you know, the Sea Sunday collection brings in between a third and a half our annual income. So it's critical to the ongoing nature of our ministry. And therefore, we are very grateful to Catholics throughout the country for continuing to support the Apostleship of the Sea through Sea Sunday.
Well, it's great to hear about the chaplains and that vital lifeline they play. I know personally, as you were talking about your own family situation earlier, yeah. I too, if it was 6-10 months away, yes, would appreciate being able to contact them at the first available opportunity.
Yes.
So I can see the value of that work. And thanks ever so much for coming on and talking to us about that. Just points for prayer. People in our parishes, where can we focus our prayers?
Well, I really would encourage everyone to make prayer for seafarers a part of their regular prayer life, individually, within groups, and as a parish. Prayer for seafarers should not be a once-a-year event on Sea Sunday. When our chaplains speak to seafarers, bear in mind that many seafarers come from families, from traditions where there is a strong Christian tradition, and their faith is quite humbling. They take their faith very seriously. And therefore, when our chaplain tells them that there are people here in the UK who are praying for seafarers, that's a tremendous source of consolation for seafarers. You know, similarly, when people tell you or I that they're praying for us, we feel enriched by that. So I would really invite people to make prayer for seafarers a regular part of their prayer life. There are prayers on our website. There are also prayer cards which will be distributed in parishes on Sea Sunday. And, you know, why not include a prayer for seafarers in bidding prayers at every Sunday Mass? Bear in mind how dependent we are on seafarers for our way of life. I think they are men who are deserving of our prayers.
Amen to that. Now, Martin, you mentioned the website, so you better give us the URL of that.
Yep, it's www.apostleshipofthesea.org.uk. And on the website, there are links to our Facebook group and also our Twitter feed. And please do join the conversation, because many seafarers use Facebook, and it's a way that we and our chaplains engage with seafarers. So if you want to join that conversation with seafarers and perhaps assure them of your prayers, then why not log on to our website and look at our Facebook page?
Martin Foley, who heads up Apostleship of the Sea, thanks ever so much for your time. Very eloquently put, I must say. You're listening to another Catholic News podcast on catholicnews.org.uk. And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, I'd certainly encourage that. That is @CatholicEW. We'll be back very soon with another podcast.